Like I said, that's something that's just...
You got to go do what they call FedRAMP certification, right? And you have to get certified to use federal data to be able to see it. That's just a process.
Yeah, but I'm leaving that up to General Technologies. I'm not getting involved in that. We would love it. I would love it if UPC got out of the case management business. However, financially, we have benefited because as part of the grant that we receive, you know, it pays for, you know, 60 to 70% of whatever percentage Ron works on it is we get grant funds for that. Plus, you all pay, you know, the user fees that helps us. And so if we got out of it, that's going to take a huge hit to our budget, but we can address that at some future point. What I forgot to include in here is I have applied for grant funding for next year. And again, my grant manager doesn't see any reason why it would not be approved. It's essentially the same grant application, just updating the data that's been approved the last 3 or 4 years. So we should know by the end of the month, maybe mid-October, if that has been awarded. So I'll keep you all posted.
What percentage of prosecutor offices currently use?
Ron?
Right now we have, I forget the breakdown between counties and cities, but there's 44 agencies, counties and cities using the prosecutor through UPC, and 265 users.
Isn't Salt Lake more than that?
Well, there are.
I don't know what Salt Lake is, but Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County are probably bigger than that just by themselves.
Are they on e-prosecutors?
They're on a different version. They're on their own version.
They're using e-prosecutor, but not the version we're connected to. But the back end is the same. So if you wanted data from it, it'd be easy to get the same data from them as we do from us.
So the counties, I know Utah County's on it. Are you on it now?
Yeah, we're on it.
It's the big counties, Davis, Weber,
Davis,
Utah. Yeah, Davis hasn't been using.
Davis and Weber are on their own system, and Washington County is on their own.
Uwinna has the different one.
Uwinna and Twilla have a different
Carpel.
One.
They have Carpel.
And I'm not averse to exploring the possibility. I mean, I haven't been completely happy with FileVine, but I might have a riot within my...
Well,
changes are going on.
And I mean, that's what I've told CCJJ, you know, and in answer to your question earlier, is what's it going to take? As I said, a lot of money and a lot of convincing the offices of switching over and learning a new system.
Well, and ultimately, it's not CCJJ's driving it. It's going to be the legislature. So
right.
If we could all get on the same page, we'd have to go past CCJJ.
Right.
And say,
right.
Here's a reason why, and here's how much it would cost.
Yeah.
I don't think we are all on the same page. And I think that's the bottleneck.
Yeah.
And it would be what, several $1 million?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, at least
maybe $5 million. Right. I don't know that they'd be opposed to it, but they'd also want to know there's unanimity amongst the prosecutors.
Well, and it's like this. This, what's it called? FedRAMP.
Certificate,
If that truly is an issue, and if it's as big as an issue as there are that some are concerned about, I mean, we have to take that into consideration. But yeah, it's expensive because data conversion is almost as expensive, if not more.
Data conversion from one system to another is very expensive.
Yeah.
Too.
But anyway.
You don't have to convert your data.
No, you don't. You don't, but.
You just have to maintain your old system.
Correct.
I have had a couple legislators ask me when it would take to get all the prosecutors on the same system. And I did say it would take a mandate, and then, I mean, I got it, but I was just talking numbers, but I said it even funded 50% for the big offices to move on and mandated data. Maybe that would be enough.
Part of the problem is they don't have any driving reason to do it right now, right? Last time we talked about this was when BLM was a big thing and they're looking for data, I think we were arresting. No one's talking about it right now, so they don't care, right?
Yeah.
Even once it happens, then they'll care.
Well, the data committee is still, but
they're out there.
It's kind of petered off a little bit this year. I think we lost a couple of our champions, Andereg and some others. So it's not quite the project it was.
Maybe.
The reality, though, is that if you have good data coming from cops, the police agencies, and good data coming from the courts,
so what's the problem?
What data do they need from us? You know what I mean?
Well, they do like to know what we do and don't file and why. What we do and don't plea bargain and why. A lot of those are not susceptible to data.
But you could even, if you had really robust data, police agencies are saying what they're forwarding.
You're saying you can infer what's going on in the middle.
Yeah.
Like,
they may not be super interested in us anyway.
Well, a lot of the legislation has a law that required us to report certain things, though.
Yeah.
So there is a law that requires prosecutors to report certain information.
But they're right, it really hasn't done anything.
But they haven't done anything with it. I remember when Ron sent his first report in, CCJJ was like, what are we supposed to do with this?
Well, and isn't that essentially still the...
He's like, I don't know, but we did our job.
The dog got the car, didn't know what to do. Yeah.
They're gathering all the data and putting it in, they're designing some type of a database to hold the data from different systems, but that's still a work in progress. And so theoretically what they're working on is where they could get to it and they could do a query on this statewide database of prosecutor and other than law enforcement courts data, and you can see what happened with any case you wanted across the state, all the way from arrest to through adjudication and through probation, whatever, just by querying that one system. But we're a long ways away from that, but that's what they want to get to, and they're working to get there. I just have no clue when they'll actually get there.
Once a legislature figures out how to look at our data to reduce state costs, then not care about it.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
And that's, like, they're looking at the prison to reduce state costs, right? So they're, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it's much of an issue for us.
I think we did it there. For now, I think we just go forward the best we can. Worry too much.
But we do have to get better at being able to access the data that we do have, because that could be useful in various issues that we're trying to push on the legislative side. I know that's not a UPC thing, right?
But Ron can pull all that data easily.
We can pull it from
data that's in the system.
Yeah, that's
pull
the problem.
Any of it all from everybody.
You
so
can't pull
big
from
offices.
The big counties, counties, yeah.
Can't pull,
but we can't get from the bigger offices.
It would be very helpful, because I admit I make up a lot of data when I testify.
It's not late to talk about
it. I was just going to say, let me pause that.
No, it's true, but I probably said, well, this is what we're estimating, but I don't say a lot, because a lot of times I just can't give them data.
Right.
Data
would
be useful.
Right.
And we're just not there.
How is that some low-hanging fruit? Like, especially these offices that are using e-prosecutor, just not under UPC e-prosecutor, isn't it like a couple buttons for them to send the reports to us? I don't know how much
would be wrong,
that
wouldn't
be.
They could. Those that are using e-prosecutor could get reports the same we're doing, and we could share that data pretty easily.
But
if they wanted to,
that wouldn't help me. Usually, what I need are distinct queries. What's going on with this type of offense? Who's prosecuting or not, or why? So the general data we sent to CCJJ is probably not that useful for me.
Yeah,
I've always been curious why they want that particular data, to tell you the truth.
It's because they start off with a list like this, and Dan and I and Will Carlson got it pared down to this, and ones that we thought we could actually provide with more or less a data query.
Yeah.
We couldn't get him off.
It's Ryan Wilcox. He's got on the school safety. That's what it was. He was driving this.
Yeah, and it was also the one from Provo.
Andrew, wasn't it?
No.
Judkins,
yeah.
But just a quick note, if local offices want some data from a prosecutor to help them understand how they're doing their work and what's happening in their office with prosecution and charges and offenses and stuff, please get with me and we'll figure out how we can get that to you, because if you're inputting the data, it would help you manage your office better. I'm more than happy to make that part of our product, to help you put the searches in there, queries that'll get you that data, but I just don't understand what you need.
How difficult is it to... So the question I have is, if I just have raw data to look at, that's not necessarily super useful. It's like taking that raw data and getting it to a report that shows, oh, here's our DUI numbers over time, and here's our DV numbers over time, you know, and how do you get from a query to a digestible report? Like that's probably work that I would have to do.
Yeah, well, you can get the data from the system and then massage it however you need to get percentages and numbers for whatever range you need, and it exports it to Excel, and you can use Excel to do all kinds of fun stuff with it. Yeah.
But is that something you can help? You can help the individual offices. Yeah.
If it gets to where, if I'm spending 99% of my time building reports, then we've got a problem. But yeah. I don't think it'll get to that. I don't think it'd be that hard. Because getting the data into a spreadsheet is the hardest part, and then just run a few functions to give you more drill down stuff that's more helpful to managers.
Jeff, with eProsecutor, you can even just put in the code section, and it'll pull up every single active registry that your office never charged if it's there. So that is really helpful. And there are plenty of reports that we didn't have built yet, and they can help you build the reports to get the information, as long as it's in eProsecutor. You can find ways to get a report.
And I hadn't thought about that. I mean, would Salt Lake be willing to share some of those report templates with, you know, with everybody else that's using it?
I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah.
Happy to do that. So it's just beyond my expertise.
Yeah, sure.
You can export a search or a query to a file, share that file, and I can import it into our system and massage it till it. There's some slight configuration differences, but I don't think back end is the same. I think we'd be able to figure it out.
And Lisa's not your programmer, right? Lisa Ashton, she's the project administrator.
Right.
Yeah.
But she knows who.
Right. Right.
Like, if we need something to go to her, then she gets the report.
Right.
Like the proper parameters for us.
Okay.
UPAA. We have. Now, two positions. We just heard Jaysha, that was with the GA's office, has resigned. She got a job elsewhere. And Haley Christensen resigned earlier this year. So we have two positions that we need to fill. And I think we're going to work on sending out an announcement about that. And so if there's anybody within your office you would recommend,
are you looking for a city person, a county person? It doesn't matter.
I don't. Yeah, I was like, I don't
one
know that it matters right now.
Yeah,
it
really doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
Haley obviously was counting.
Didn't the ORM folks, the new ORM people, express interest, willingness to serve?
Well, they attended the conference for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So we'll reach out to them and see if they want
to become ORM. Maybe I was had when I was at the city. I mean, it's been a while. I thought they had mentioned that they might be willing to serve. Maybe reach out and ask them.
Okay.
Well, how many prosecutors are there in the state?
Oh, that's a fluid number. What I reported to DOJ as part of my John R. Justice is about 521. That includes the AG's office. You know, their special prosecution includes, you know, and then all the counties and then the city. So it may not be quite that high, but it's probably, I would say, 450 for sure, 450 to 500.
And we have 200-300 appearing at spring conference.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reaching a lot of, I guess, more than I would have expected.
Yeah, yeah.
I laughed because that's a number Bob's been trying to get, but people aren't very cooperative in giving him information.
Well, and that's another thing that Emma has been able to do for us is, you know, we had that new statutory requirement a couple of years ago to maintain the contact list of everybody. So we had Kathy Locker from the DA's office that initially gathered that, but Emma this year was the one that updated it, and then I had her. She was calling your offices, finding out how many prosecutors we have just to keep track of that.
Resource prosecutors.
I think I'm the only one here. Trent's in Memphis. You have my report. You know, you probably look at my report each time you come here and say this looks pretty much the same as it did last time because I use the same format and everything, and it does look the same. A couple things to point out. Bob mentioned we're ready to roll on DUI boot camp. We got it scheduled for January. And depending on what we find out next week on the grant, I'm actually on the committee that reviews those grant applications. They may ask me to step out of the virtual room when they discuss our application. I don't know if they'll make me do that or not, but we have a meeting Monday to determine who gets those grant awards. So we should know next week, and that will determine where we're at. If we don't get the grant, we'll just do it in Murray at College Drive. If we do get the grant, we'll go somewhere else. And it should be a great course.